Good morning, VI Talk, and anyone else who might hopefully hear this. This is me again, Ines. But I'm not completely bombarding you, but I thought I'd do the audio follow-ups fairly close together, just so it's kind of not forgotten, and in case my life goes crazy again. So I've talked about comfort eating yesterday, and before I promised I would do another audioboo follow up about the gastric bypass and at least the process of getting it where I am from, bearing in mind it's different everywhere you are. But I kind of would like to do another quick follow up boo, which came into mind when I was recording yesterday's boo, regarding how do next of kin or how do relatives, parents, even friends react if their friend or loved one, especially loved one, is morbidly obese or has an eating disorder. How do you react? Or how should you not, how shouldn't you react? That's more the question that I want to ask. Now, I know I'm stating the obvious, but if your loved one or a friend is suffering with obesity or any other eating disorder, I don't want to exclude any, because they're all very hard to deal with, and they all take their toll on the body. But if someone has an eating disorder, in particular obesity, I know loved ones and friends mean well, and they're generally worried. That's the obvious. That is obvious. But how do you show that you care? And the way, sadly, my parents reacted is it's just something that I would very, very strictly advise to stay away from, because it can make things a lot worse. Again, my family, in particular my mum, very well-meaning, and obviously as well, people might feel quite helpless if a loved one in front of their eyes balloons up and gets eating disorders and consequently comorbidities such as diabetes, swollen legs, and all the other stuff. You can tend to feel quite helpless. And that's okay, that's understandable. But, here's the big but. It really depends. It's crucial how you react. See, if I eventually become a parent, and I have a child who struggles with obesity or even being overweight, first thing I would do is actually go and talk to the child and say, look, I'm worried. Do you want to talk about it? Is there something? Is there a reason behind it? If they don't want to talk about it, don't push the issue. Because at the end of the day, they have to want to change before you can help. If you push them to change, it can cause a backlash for the child and for you. Let me give you my example. My mum, and I think I mentioned that yesterday, when I came home between boarding school, when I came home for the weekend or the holidays, she was watching my diet like a hawk. I would get one tiny little piece of bread with spread for breakfast. I'd get a set portion for lunch, and even if it was my favourite meal, I did not dare to get to ask for seconds. I could have, but I didn't dare because I was so afraid of being frowned upon, judged, whatever else. And in the evening it'd be the same small piece of bread, and any treats would be very, very much frowned upon, or if there was a treat, like when I would bake a cake, it would be a very small piece for me. And again, I would be afraid of asking for more. On top of that, sadly, my weight, every time I came to see them, was number one topic in the family. It was almost always, "Hi, Ines. Oh my gosh, you gained more weight." And that's how it started. That's how the weekend started. And that's how the weekend continued. And that's how the weekend ended. There was no, "What is really causing it?" There was no, "Let's give her a break because we're harping on it a bit too much." There really was none of that. On top of that, she'd set me deadlines. I was going away. It's been 9 years now. I was allowed to fly away to see my first ever boyfriend at the time, when I was 18. But I was told I had to lose 15 kilograms, which is about 33, 34 pounds, I think. About 2.5 stone. Before I was allowed to fly. But mum, of course, my mum told me to do that. The amount of pressure that gave me, and it caused me to go the other way. It really caused me to go completely the other way. And it caused me to, it just caused me to panic. When my parents even called me on the phone. And then there are claims such as, "You used to be so pretty, now look at you. You won't find a job if you're so fat. You're not going to find a boyfriend if you're so fat." Actually, I felt my now husband at my pretty much heaviest. So beat that. But either way, such claims, and I know what my mum thinks. My mum thought, right, I'm going to probably scare her into losing weight. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. And even if it were, if it was to work, if you do make such claims, try at the same time to support the child and not just throw a deadline at them. So, understanding goes a long way. Nobody wants sympathy, but we just want to be understood. We want to know that people want to actually know what's behind our issues. We don't want to hear, "Well, they just love eating too much, you got to stop eating and exercise more." No, we want to be able to be open with our parents and say, "Well, look, this is what's really causing it." But of course, with my mum acting the way she was, could I be open with my mum? Could I talk to her about what really was happening? Absolutely not. Absolutely impossible to open up, because I always felt judged. I felt judged about my weight, but then if I had opened up about why I was overweight, I would have felt judged about my feelings and how I deal with those feelings. If you want your child to be able to come to you with their problems, don't judge. It sounds so simple. But it really isn't. Listen if they want to talk, and don't judge them. Even if they don't want to talk, even if they balloon up in weight, you be there for them, support them. I know it's probably the hardest thing to watch your child or friend or sister or anyone like that go through something like that, and you just want to shake them and say, "Come on, wake up!" But honestly, you can end up doing more damage by judging and by pushing and by making them, like trying to make them lose weight or get their act together. You're making it worse. So I just wanted to share that. If you are having, just, you know, if your loved one is struggling with an eating disorder, the best thing you can do really is be there. Be there for them. Show them you love them no matter what. Even if they're morbidly obese, you still love them. You worry about them, but don't show your worry about them in that kind of way, because it can really, it just can cause backlash. It can make the person you are trying to help go backwards and have other issues because they feel judged by the person who really should support them. And it could make them feel like they're battling that alone. So I thought I'd share that. It's been hard sharing that because while I've not been in the position, I've not been the person worrying about another person. I've only been the person worried about, and I don't want to discredit the fact that people are probably just worried about their loved ones. But there's a way of dealing with it, and the way is not to judge and push and force and point the finger. And I hope if I ever have a child, which I hope not, I hope if I ever have a child that does have issues, I won't end up that way, because sadly it's often the way that you say, I don't ever want to be like my mum, and then sadly you end up like that. So hopefully I won't end up like that. Sorry if this boo wasn't as fluent. It took me a lot more thinking of what to say, but I hope it kind of shed light on how, basically how not to treat people like that. I will keep going now. I'll do the other boo about the gastric bypass and the process I had to go through. I can certainly talk better about that, so I shall do that shortly. And then I will just give you time to catch up with those two poos. Have a good day.